Hey, everybody, welcome to the show. You know where you are, the 9 at 9 with me, Tego. And if you're sitting there right now listening or watching, you know what's about to happen. We got another amazing expert coming to just shine a light on that trail that we all are following as entrepreneurs. And today is going to be a lot of fun and very, very informative because, as you know, there's only 24 hours in a day. So you need somebody to kind of help you. But maybe you don't need them there from 9 to 5. So what do? You get a virtual assistant. Everybody talks about them. How do you get them? Yeah, you may not know how to get them. After today, you will. Mel C's in the house, so sit right there. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Yeah, you heard me right. You know, I spent a lot of time researching and trying to figure it out. How do you get a virtual assistant? How do you find somebody that you can trust? Because you can hire anybody in the world. But can they really do the work? You need somebody in your corner. You need Mel C. Hey, Mel, are you out there?
Hey there. Thanks so much for having me, Tego.
Thanks so much for being here. Let's just jump right into Cloverseed. What got you doing it? What is Cloverseed? And do you work with certain clients or all clients?
Yeah, no, great question. So Cloverseed came about after I came back from working overseas. I saw that there was a gap in smaller based businesses that, you know, didn't, like you said, necessarily need full-time support. So I saw the need in the businesses. I stepped right in. I got in before the COVID craziness. So we were able to accelerate, you know, due to that crazy time. Wow. Went from there. And, you know, we are as, you know, valuable as a four-leaf clover in the midst of thousands of three-leaf clovers. You know, there's a ton of VAs out there. But what sets us apart is we're 100% woman-led U.S.-based company with a two-tiered approach. You get a dedicated executive VA and you get me as a business strategist. So we're there to see our clients' businesses grow. I don't have a niche. Because we're all in this together. We're all here to help each other succeed, lift each other up, and ensure that our businesses grow with the right support.
So what does that mean? You know, when you say who you get, how you get them, what are virtual assistants doing to help, you know, somebody like me? We're a small team, and every once in a while, I'm sitting in one room or sitting on one meeting. And, you know, my phone is ringing. I'm getting text messages because I was supposed to be somewhere else 10 minutes ago. And I'm like, what do we do to fill this? Or we're lacking on invoicing or we're behind on sending emails, you know, because we're busy doing this kind of stuff. So What does your team do? What do they provide?
Yeah, we have a wide variety of services just because small businesses, as I said, they have all these different gaps on many different levels. What you do first is start with what the things that you don't like doing, you don't have time to do, or maybe you shouldn't even be doing it. Just because you can do it doesn't mean you should be doing it, like the invoices or like replying to all of your emails. So we cover the spectrum of social media management, digital and content creation, which goes into like newsletter, website updates, Creating your sales funnels, doing your research. Editing your podcast for you, doing all that back-end legwork that you do not need to be doing.
So if someone contacted you, small business owner, entrepreneur, and they said, I saw you on, you know, 9 at 9, and I really want to use your services, but I'm not sure where you fit in. Yeah. Can you help them find, you know, how you make this work and make it a smooth situation or a smoother situation for them day to day?
Yeah, most definitely. Because that's usually the first thing that I come across when I'm talking to a prospective client or even, you know, an associate friend of mine. They're like, I just don't know where to start. I don't have time to train people. That's usually the first hurdles that hold people back. You know, they're like, I don't know. No one else can do it as good as me, or I don't know where to start. Right. So that's when I have a discovery call. I sit down because I'm a business owner. I understand the pain points. I have them too. And we just kind of go through that list of those pain points that stick out and that they don't just have time to do. Like if you're checking emails at midnight, that's maybe something that you should look at handing off partial. We have a number of clients that, you know, we go in and assist them with tasks like that. Doesn't mean we have to take it completely over, but we can be an assistance on behalf of our clients.
Are you assigning one person to that company, or, you know, persons if they need more than one, or are they going to wake up on Monday and have Mary and on Thursday have Sue? It's like, will they always know who they're going to be with?
Yeah, no, that's the great thing about it is they have a dedicated executive VA so that they meet with them from the very beginning. So they may have Brittany who's going to be there week in, week out. They can meet with them weekly or however often they want. They're going to be their dedicated support system person running the show in the back end. And then they get lovely me on top of that to add just an extra layer of service.
That's a bonus. That's a true bonus. So the vetting and all that good stuff. And you just, I can call you and say, here's my list of what I need. Melty, what can you do for me? And you can take it from there.
Yeah, because communication is key.
Yeah. So what's the difference between that and getting someone that, you know, you're paying 9 to 5 that's in person? Are you able to get pretty much the same services, even if they're not sitting in your front office?
Yeah, most definitely. Because like we work by ourselves with clients or part of their team. So we can work, you know, just right by their side. You know, I have an attorney that has a paralegal. And so we pretty much support both paralegal and the attorney, the paralegal from the office and virtual. We do have people who are supportive in like in-person events. We'll manage like networking events or conferences. So most of the time we're virtual. However, that 10%, we love being in person. But yes, we can do most everything 9 to 5 because we live in a digital world. Most everything is done online or can be accessed.
You know, you're an entrepreneur. You're an author, best-selling author. You are, you know, you own your businesses and you have this one now. What made you decide to take this path? Because you could have taken any path. Why did you decide to go this route?
Yeah, definitely another great question. I was living and working overseas for a number of years. When I came back to the States, I was like, wow, how can I not go back to corporate? I have, you know, time and experience in HR and operations, logistics. And I was like, how can I use my experience to just work for myself, be independent? And, you know, it just kind of fell into my lap after meeting hugely successful entrepreneurs like ourselves. And they're like, why don't you just use your expertise for yourself, you know, offer that as a service. And I'm like, great. And then from there, I got business coaches. And so that's my definite big tip. Do not go without a business coach.
Yeah, I had to learn that the hard way. And now I have an amazing coach, and a couple of really great advisors, but they really do, you know, shine a light and get you out of the darkness. Because after a while, you just kind of chase your own tail around in circles, you know, trying to figure that out. But on top of everything that you're doing and all of the services that you're offering, and I want to thank you because I know you could have gone a less expensive route by going international, but being women-based and right here in this country-based, I know that's financially can be a challenge whatsoever. But I want to thank you for doing it because I think it's amazing.
Yeah, thank you. I agree. I was like, there are so many women educated here that have the time to offer our clients. Like, I love giving work to women here in the States. I can't find anyone as, you know, highly valuable as the people that are on my team. So why not?
That's amazing. Okay, so I mentioned it, I kind of teased that it, you're a best-selling author. But it's not just a book. You're doing a series, right? What are you doing?
Yeah. So I had the Six Figure Chicks, which celebrated 11 different authors, road to success, challenges overcome last year. And I wanted to continue that celebration of women. Like, we're amazing. We're, you know, running the show in our own businesses and our own jam. So I'm like, I love letting other women know that they can be just as successful as we are and more. So we're having six more books launched, starting off in Phoenix. I'm looking for six-figure earning chicks in Phoenix to start it off.
Oh, so they're local. So the next book could be Chicago or New York or Boston or something.
You got it. It's going to be all over the nation.
So how do they find you if they want to, you know, hire you for your services? And how do they find your book?
Yeah. Most definitely. Start with email. Email me at melc@clovercy. Visit my website, clovercy.com. Check me out online, all the major platforms, Mel C Business, Mel C Car. I'm here. I'm ready to talk to anyone and everyone that either needs help, was looking for collaboration, or wants to move the needle forward in business or becoming an author.
You're amazing. I thank you so much for being on the show with us today. And I sure hope you'll come back real soon.
Yeah, thank you so much. This was a great interview. Thank you.
Thank you so much. All right, everybody, you know what to do. If you want to reach Mel C and you're driving and you didn't get to write it down, don't call me. You know, unless you just want to hang out with me or something, just go to tegodirect.com, type in Mel C, type in Clover, and she's coming up. Okay, just type in Mel C, type in virtual assistant. She's coming up. It costs you nothing. It costs her nothing. It's our way to get our 9 at 9 family to be connected, and you can reach directly out to her. I hope you enjoyed this episode. You know I want you to come back next time. And as always, I'm Tego. I'll talk to you next time.